right to it. Jordan Maxwell has been a friend of mine for well over 20 years now, and it's always fun to have him on. I wish I could get him to come on more often. Maybe we will. But he called, 2 weeks ago, said he was going away for a week, called, we got back, but we had a nice talk. And so he's here tonight, and he is, if you don't know who Jordan Maxwell is, he is the man upon whose shoulders much of the alternative world of information and reality in a geopolitical nature has been discovered and carried by. He's the man. Are you there?
Yep, I am here for the moment. Thank you for very much for having me on.
You've been saying that for a lot of years, and you're always welcome. You know that. I was trying to remember what did we talked yesterday, and what was it that we were going to talk about tonight? You said, I'm going to talk about that. What was it? Do you remember? I can't remember.
You know what? I'm like.
It was one word. It was a one word thing. It was like utility or not utility, reality. Maybe it was reality.
It seems like that. I don't recall either because.
No, there's too much going on. Your mind is like a supercomputer.
Too many things going on, yeah. But I've been looking at one subject since 1967.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I think that's what we talked about last night. One subject I've been looking at, I stumbled upon it quite by chance, and I am totally convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt I did not stumble upon it, but the Spirit brought me to it. I found something I was not looking for, and it so startled me that I decided I'm going to spend a lot of time researching this subject, because I know it has something to do with something very important that's going on in the world today. And I began studying this subject back in 1967. Uh-huh. And since 1967, I have been continually researching and studying this subject. And the more I look at it, the more I'm convinced, as I was then, that mm-hmm. this is probably the most important subject that's ever come down the pike in the world today. It is the basis for the entire world revolutionary movement. The whole entire mess that is going on the earth is well organized, highly financed, and it knows exactly what it's doing.
Planned to the nth degree. It's all planned
Absolutely.
Out. And
no doubt about
been
it.
Planned out. Oh, yeah. Long
and time. I came across this symbol, one of the most important single symbol of the world revolutionary movement. And now, after some 50-some-odd years of researching it and studying it, I now see that secret symbol that was used by the ancient, very, very ancient secret societies. Uh-huh. And what it meant to them and what it means today is the same identical. And I am totally sure that when this story is brought out, it's going to cause quite a sensation. Because it's everywhere. The secret symbol of a secret society that is everywhere in the world. All religions, military installations, educational institutions, governmental systems, financial banking systems, educational universities, all of the most important man-made institutions on the earth use the same identical symbol with the same identical words. And when I first saw it, I knew it was important. I just didn't know what it was I had found. And now I do know. And now I'd like to tell the world something they've never heard before and blow your mind when you see it everywhere, in Hollywood, in movies, in television, in churches, in police departments, in sheriff's departments, when you see it in educational institutions, governmental systems, the Senate, the Congress, the whole entire mixed up, mentally disordered world is being run by the same identical symbol and words and terms. And so many people They don't have any idea, have no idea in the world what's going on.
For those of you who don't know, Jordan is the master of decoding symbols. Symbology is his forte. He understands symbols like no one and has dug up so much information. We're going to present that all to you when he's ready. We'll do it right here. It's going to be a remarkable program, and it'll be video in its essence. So when he says this one symbol has come home and is everywhere, to me, that's staggering. Because this is a world full of symbols.
But this one dominates the whole earth. And it is a major symbol, which is in motion pictures, movies, mm-hmm. television mm-hmm. shows, documentaries. It's in the police departments, sheriffs, and all governmental agencies, state and national coats of arms and seals around the earth. Everybody seems to use the same identical mm-hmm. symbol with the same identical words, and not realizing, I'm sure they don't realize where this thing has come from. They have no idea how old and how profoundly secret this order has been to promote themselves on the earth as a symbol for the World Revolutionary Movement. It's called the WRM, World Revolutionary Movement. And today we are drowning in it in America. Everywhere you turn in the United States, you will see the symbol everywhere. And yet nobody seems to see it. It's the kind of thing that you see it so often you don't even see it at all. And why? Because it's everywhere you turn. And it never occurred to anyone to question, what in the hell does this symbol, why does it keep showing up everywhere you look? And the same words and terms accompany it. Why?
Yeah.
And it reminds me of the movie The Beautiful Mind, where the guy was able to see the he was able to read the codes and everything. Remember that movie, Beautiful Mind?
I didn't see it. I remember it, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, it was about a man. What was his name? Russell. I can't remember his name, the movie star.
Russell Crowe. Crowe?
Yeah, Russell Crowe. He did an incredibly beautiful job with that. But it was about a story about a man who was able to see naturally the encoded messages everywhere. And, of course, the military wanted him. Everybody wanted this guy.
Oh, really? I've got to see this movie. I didn't see it.
Incredible. It was absolutely astounding how he could pick up the newspaper, your regular newspaper, and then tell you, well, I can tell you what the so-and-so is going to do. The government's going to do this, this, and that, and here's the day they're going to do it, and here's how they're going to do it.
How did they make a movie like that? How did they get away with it? Unless they're telling us, like they always seem to do, it's like a code of honor, if the honor even applies to satanic Luciferians, that they have to tell us in advance, that they're telling us how it's done.
Yeah, and that's what he was able to do, and he would tell everyone, well, I can see so-and-so, you know, the Germany is going to do this and that, and the French are going to do this and that. And they say, how do you know that? Well, it's right there. See the code? It's right there in the article. And you pick every 10th letter, or every 15th letter, and you put it together, makes a word, and then you go through the whole article instantly in his mind. You can see the whole thing, and he can tell you what the code was and what was going to happen. And,
it's called the Beautiful Mind, huh?
The beautiful mind. Right, exactly. And so I have been just knocked over by not only discovering this secret, but how overwhelmingly it's in your face everywhere. And Steven Spielberg, I don't know whether Steven Spielberg is exposing the World Revolutionary Movement or working with it. I don't know. But he has made so many times movies with the same symbol and words and terms in it. And the last thing that blows my mind is Spielberg made a television show for children on Saturday morning for children. It was called Pinky and the Brain. And I just happened to be going through it one day on the web, and I saw Pinky and the Brain, and I saw Spielberg produced it. So I'm curious to see what, because I know what the words mean, Pinky and the Brain. I caught on immediately. I want to see what he's saying about Pinky and the Brain. Uh-huh. Because I know what they mean by Pinky and the Brain, so I just want to see. I didn't know he was putting stuff out here for children about Pinky and the Brain, because I know what Pinky and the Brain means. And by God, it blew my mind, because Pinky was a little mouse, and he was a follower of a big rat, and the rat was referred to as the Brain. And Pinky was a stupid little mouse that followed the Brain. And it opens up every Saturday morning, Spielberg's little cartoon for children. It opens up, and the little mouse
sounds
is
like
asking
it's for
the
adults,
big rat.
Jordan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the little mouse is asking the rat, Brain, what are we going to do today? And the Brain said, we're going to take over the world the way we've always done it. We're going to run the whole earth. Take over the world. And then the music starts with Pinky and the Brain, and I was knocked out by the song and the words in the song. There it is again, the symbol and the words in the song about Pinky and the Brain that's going to take over the world. And there it is again. Spielberg is either exposing the World Revolutionary Movement or promoting it. And I don't know. I can't say for sure, but my gut tells me he probably is promoting it, not exposing it. Because if he wanted to expose it, he could do that easy. Yeah. You know, I could do that. I'll expose the damn thing. But he has woven it. He has woven it into movie after movie after movie. Adolf Hitler used the same terms that the Nazis used, the communists used it, and when they overthrew Russia, the communists used the term. It's really an incredible story, one that has taken me 60 years, over 50 years of researching it to come to finally, I now understand, and is connected to the ancient Egyptian curses, the ancient Egyptian curses that were said to protect the ancient pharaohs. And it's a very, very big story. And I need to be able to show the pictures and the documents.
We're going to do the radio here, and we'll insert, edit the pictures as needed. We'll try to bring them up, but it'll be a production. We'll do the audio here and then add the pictures, and we'll put it out.
It will startle people when they see something that's been in front of them all their life and they never saw it.
Yeah. Has the symbol proliferated in the last 20, 30, 40 years, or has it always been around? Now, we live in a symbol advertising world now. Symbols are everywhere. I guess it's always been here, or has it taken on a more noticeable posture?
It's taken on a more noticeable posture, yes. But it's always been around, because I remember many years ago as a child hearing music with the terms and the words in the music. And as a child, I often wondered why did they keep saying the same thing. And a lot of the movies and a lot of the old movies that I used to watch when I was a child, and it was all there. It was all there. And now I go back and start looking at it, and it's everywhere. And Hollywood is drained with this symbol. And it's a very powerful secret symbol, and the words will knock you over when you see it for the first time when you actually see it. It's going to be an incredible story.
This is going to be an amazing piece of material you're going to leave with all of us here to consider for many, many years to come.
I want to be able to do that because I feel it's something I have been given to do before I leave this world. And I'm almost 80 years old, and I really do not have the wherewithal to do what I'd like to do. I don't have the finances to do it. I don't have the wherewithal to do what I want to do, but I am sitting on a gold mine of information that nobody knows what I'm talking about. And so I'd like to be able to put something together and have the funds to do it and watch what's going to happen to the world when all the people of the world see it in their own governments, their own institutions, their own military. Everywhere you look is the same symbol. And I am telling you, it directly connects to the extraterrestrial presence on the earth. It directly connects to the ET connection on the earth with the human family.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're here. They're walking among us. You know that.
You can bet on it. You can bet on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mind saying, I think probably the most corrupt motion picture entertainment operation in Hollywood, and God knows that's difficult to figure out.
Yeah.
But I think probably one of the biggest propaganda operations going on in America today is ABC Disney. Disney is just crammed filled with occult stuff that is in your face once you see it. And I'm talking about things that other people who know what I'm talking about, they have never seen it. You know that there's a lot of stuff that's being, put in your face, but you don't have any idea about what I'm talking about. It's overwhelming. You will see it in movies and television shows, the same symbol, the same words, and the implications are just staggering for the time in which we live, because now I'm seeing it everywhere, and it's getting ready to happen. So I don't know what to do about
it. Well, you set me up. I mean, I have an idea of what it is, but we talked yesterday, but I mean, this is going to be an amazing revelation.
It will be. There's no doubt about it. And it's been given to me to do.
I believe that, too. What happened to Pinky and the Brain? Was that around for a long time? I don't, for a moment, think that he would not target children unless he had an agenda.
Oh, that's just in your face. I mean, when I first saw Pinky and the Brain on television, it was a child's kid's television, I thought to myself, Pinky and the Brain? I know what that means in the occult world, Pinky and the Brain. And now Spielberg is using it as a cover for a new children's cartoon called Pinky and the Brain. And then when I see the advertisement, when the little Pinky is a little mouse and he asks the Brain, the big rat, he says, Pinky says, well, what are we going to do today, Brain? And Brain says, we're going to take over the world. We're going to rule the entire world the way we've always done it. And then they start the music with the same words and the terms and the symbols, and it's all there. And I thought to myself, my God, either Spielberg is promoting it or exposing it. Well, I think he's promoting it, but
he's part of the machine.
It's part of
there
the machine,
go.
And I already knew what to look for. So I would love to be able to put something together that's really top of the line, because all that I've ever been able to do is just put things together in my computer and put it out the best I can. But this subject demands and commands that it should be put together in such a way that it will blow people's minds when they hear it and see it.
Yeah.
And this is what I want to do.
All we need to do is use your storyboard and get the images you want inserted, and we'll put it together. Here's, just for fun, that movie, A Beautiful Mind, came out in 2001, almost 20 years ago now.
Mm.
Figure that out. Here, let me play this. It's a trailer from it. I don't know anything about this. I'm just going to play it. Here's Russell Crowe.
Was one of the most brilliant minds of his generation.
Welcome to Princeton. Who among you will be the next Einstein?
Find a truly original idea. And it's the only way I will ever distinguish myself. It's the only way I will ever matter.
He saw the world.
Where's Nash?
Out there, looking for his original idea.
In ways that no one could imagine.
This flies in the face of 150 years of theory.
Congratulations, John.
It's the achievement of a lifetime. From producer Brian Grazer and director Ron Howard.
I'm wondering, Professor Nash, if I can ask you to dinner. You do eat, don't you? How big is the universe?
Infinite.
How do you know for sure?
I don't, I just believe it.
It's the same with love, I guess.
The extraordinary gift.
What can I do for the Department of Defense?
That set him apart.
You are the best natural code breaker I have ever seen.
You've done your country a great service, son.
Would push his mind.
What is wrong with you?
Beyond its limits.
Somebody! Help me!
John, open the door. Talk to me. Tell me what happened.
It didn't happen.
This is not what I signed on for.
I'm not leaving.
Stop!
You can't reason your way out of it.
Why not? Why can't I?
I need to believe that something extraordinary is possible.
All right. Well, there you go. A Beautiful Mind. That's the trailer.
Yep.
5.5 million views on the trailer. Interesting. All right,
Russell
Mr. Maxwell.
Was absolutely, yeah. Russell Crowe was absolutely sensational in that movie. What an incredible job he did with that, yeah. With that idea of a man who could see the future because he could read symbols and codes, encoded words everywhere he looked. He could see the codes. And it was an extraordinary movie with an extraordinary actor.
I see why it resonated with you. That's what you do.
That's
what I do. If anyone could walk down a street and see codes, it's you.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And it's an incredible experience. Once you delve into this idea of being able to read codes and pattern recognition, it's the kind of thing that takes you over and you have no choice but to see it everywhere. I see codes and symbols everywhere, and I cannot explain to people what I'm seeing because it's so well obvious. It's so overwhelmingly obvious if you just do what to look for.
Right.
But if you've never seen something, you've never heard the story of symbols and codes, and you've never had to do that kind of research, then it's going to be totally new and kind of strange and crazy and silly. And if you don't see very well to start with anything, if you don't have eyes to see anyway, you really don't see the secret codes that are used all over the world. And I've been doing this for some 60 years, watching the symbols of the secret societies throughout the world. And it's an incredible story, and I just want to do something with this story before I leave this world. And here's why I am totally sure of. I am very sure that once this story is told, it's going to mesmerize the world of mankind. They're going to back off and say, my God, this stuff has been here for thousands of years in your face, and you never saw it. You were not supposed to see it until the time of the end. And now it's going to be shown to the whole world what has been operating for thousands of years right here in front of your face. And you never saw it. And it was, and I believe it was given to me to do.
All right. Let me take a break. Hold on. We will come right back. Jordan has a big gift for all of us coming soon. All right. We'll be right back. After this. Okay, and we're back with Jordan Maxwell, who has just laid out a vision of what may well be his most monumental gift to all of us. So we will follow this, and I'll be working on it with him. So looking forward to it. When you look around, Jordan, and I did this the other day, and this coincidentally it was a Walmart store, which I don't shop at. I just happened to be over there for another reason. But I sat on a bench by the entry and exit, one of them. There are two, these big superstores, they have two main entrances. I sat inside the doorway on a bench, and I just watched the stream of humanity going in and coming out. And they had the Walmart greeter there. And I suspect there was something wrong with him neurologically, mentally. He had a very strange way about him. But watching him stand there and watching these people come and go was quite instructional. And when we were talking, you said you do the same sort of thing.
Absolutely. I have done that many times. I've just gone over to Walmart and just sat quietly while friends that I took over there to do some shopping, I was waiting for them.
Yeah.
So I just sit in the lobby and just wait for them. And in the process, I'm watching people coming and going, and I'm just shocked, not amazed, but shocked. I could not believe the kind of visions my eyes were seeing. It was just
all true.
Incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think to myself, trying to save these people is like trying to empty the Pacific with a cup. There's no possible way I'm going to be able to do anything to educate this kind of people. They have no idea where they are, where they're going, and they're so far gone in their downhill slope that it's just, I just give up. I don't have words for it. And if you try and talk to these people, they'll look at you like you're crazy and call the police on you.
They'll call the cops on you.
Call the cops on you.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and I think, if I tried to show them what my work is all about and show them the connections with the secret societies that have been around for thousands of years and the symbols that are being used in their own government and in their own banks and their own businesses, and how the entire superstructure of Western civilization has been built up thousands of years ago using the same symbols. No one in that place would be able to comprehend what I'm talking about.
They call security. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, they would call security on you because nobody would understand the implications of what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about something interesting and catchy, that you would see out of the corner of your eye and it's very interesting. I'm talking about the possession of the human race everywhere. It's so extraordinary to see the same words and terms and symbols used all over the earth. I've traveled around the world rather extensively. I've been able to do that, giving lectures in different countries. And wherever I go, I see it everywhere. In all the countries, the same symbols, the same words, the same terms. And I see the presidents of the United States, every single president of the United States has shown that same symbol and used the same identical words, every single one. And I'm just amazed how much this dark conspiratorial symbolism has now invaded the whole human family all over the world. People just do not see it because they're not looking for it. And I know that the people who are behind our government, the Knights Templars, the Knights of Malta, the CIA, and the entire superstructure of the fascist world movements, and all of the darkness that's going on in government and banking is all connected to this one symbol. And it's going to be one hell of a story when it finally comes out. And I want to do it before I leave here. So
we will. We'll do it. This is I saw the same thing. And some people would say, well, you got to remember Walmart is where the, you know, the lower classes shop. Some people would say that. And I saw people that I wouldn't call necessarily lower class. I saw a pretty wide range of people. But I didn't see anyone with purpose in their eyes,
right,
walking with any kind of feeling that they knew where they were going. They were just shuffling along. And my God, the amount of body fat. Well, you look at what they buy. Their health.
Oh, God.
Frightful.
Yes.
Frightful. And people used to dress up a little bit. Not that you have to get to put a suit on, but people just wear trash clothing now. They don't care. They just don't care.
It's as if I have said this, and this is what I think is happening. It's not that humans evolved from chimps and monkeys.
I think
the humans are evolving into chimps and monkeys. I don't think we came from them. I think we are the original chimps and monkeys.
We're heading back up in the trees.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's
no
really
arguments
incredible.
Here. It's devolving. There's no other way to look at it. We are devolving. And by design, that's what the controllers, the elite.
That's what they want.
This is planet evil. They love it, and they're taking humanity and humankind down. No question, down. That's where they want it, down.
And they're probably
going to begin to delete fairly large chunks of humanity. I'm told this by some very, very top people. They're going to be winnowing out the herd here pretty soon. By bacterial, viral, biological weaponry, maybe an asteroid, a meteor, a comet, a subduction zone, an enormous earthquake, a nuclear weapon used to cause earthquakes. But one or two EMP pulses over the U.S. would take this country 100 years into the past. We'd be back to pencil and paper. We'd be back to horse and buggy, no trucks, no cars, no fuel, no TV, no nothing. It would be gone. And that's how quickly it could happen. Two EMP pulses.
Yep.
Some say one.
That's frightening the more I think about it, because I know I couldn't. I don't know that I could live. Even knowing what I know now, I would not be able to stay alive if that were to happen, because I depend on the system to be able to.
We're all locked in. Jordan, maybe you missed this story. I don't know if you were traveling or what, but it's got to be 8 or 9 months ago now. The Department of Homeland Security, boy, there's a funny label, huh? The DHS said all Americans must prepare as soon as possible to go without electricity for up to 6 months. This was a formal warning, one time only. It came and it went. And this was another one of those, they have to tell us before they do it scenarios. I think they've got to let us know, otherwise they've got some kind of Luciferian guilt on their hands. But this was a very upsetting thing for me to see, because you and I, and most of you listening, know that it wouldn't be 6 months. It would be, if we could make it 6 days without electricity, coast to coast, I would be shocked. This thing will disintegrate so fast, you know what will happen.
Of course. And the lawlessness, which now pervades our society at all levels, will go out of control, period. If you shut down the communication between the police and the fire departments, and they are not able to communicate to protect the public will flip out. And the public has been watching our government break the law and get away with murder. And so that's what the people will do. They are following the example of their government. People know the government is totally corrupt through and through, And that's why if there's any problems, the people themselves are going to, they're going to become corrupt through and through. And we already see that happening. And so that's scary. The more I think about it, the scarier it gets. And then when you see the symbol I'm talking about everywhere you look, and Disney did another movie called Ants, A-E-N-T-S, The Ants.
Yeah.
That the children's, what do you call it, animation movie?
Yeah, it's an animation film. I saw a preview for it somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, and when and in there, I just happened to be looking at some of it on the web, and the head ant of the whole colony calls all the ants of the colony together and says, and uses the same terms I saw back in 1967, talking about the world revolution. And he began explaining the symbols and the words and the terms, and I was absolutely amazed. There it is, and even a Disney animation movie telling you about the world revolution that's coming, and the horror that the earth is going to see when you finally see it. When you finally find out who these people were that have been planning this overthrow of civilization for a long time, you're never going to believe that it was done right in front of you, and you never ask a question, and you never saw it coming. And it's just an extraordinary story, and I don't know where to go with it. I mean, all I know what I can do the best I can, but I can't do very much. I mean, I
no,
need help.
Well, you've done in 60 years as much as anyone could hope to do and more. And I think what we're talking about here is 6 days, as I mentioned, but seriously, maybe 2 days. If people dial 911 and they get a recording, can you imagine what's going to happen? Law and order, gone. That thin thread that holds it all together will break in a couple of days, four days.
Bet on it.
Can you imagine the inner cities? Oh. And the cops will all be home taking care of their families. They're not going to be on the job.
Nope. And if trucking breaks down, no more food's coming into the city, and then watch what happens when you got 37 million people in California and they're not eating and there's no water. No water and no food. It's incredible. In Las Vegas, they're building hotels like this, going out of style. Everywhere you look, a high-rise is being built. At the same time, they're telling you that the Hoover Dam is running out of water and probably within a year is going to be dry. And
really? Like
no
me?
Water,
yeah, no electricity? Wow.
And they said it's so bad now that they don't know how much longer they can keep the dam operating because we need the water pouring down with the centrifugal force to turn the dynamos to create the electricity. And there's just not that much water. It's already down below the alarm area. It's already down below. You can walk out to where the water used to be. You can walk out there on dry land.
Wow.
And so I'm seeing people that just keep putting money into construction and building high rises and advertising hotels and running out of water and no food. My God, what is the world thinking? And all we know how to do is create more children, have more babies, and more babies will have more babies. And those babies will grow up and have more babies, and there'll always be plenty of food and plenty of fresh water, and I know what's coming. I don't want to be here much longer. I already know what's coming, and when you see the symbols and the words and you know who these people are and what they're doing and how long it's been happening and how what the plans are, it's frightening to me. I don't know what to say about it. It's just absolutely frightening. And so
well, what you're saying is very interesting because it suggests that maybe we won't need an EMP or a war. We're just going to blow it because if Hoover Dam stops producing electricity and sending water into LA, etc., Well, the dominoes are going down.
Oh, you can bet on it. And I mean overnight, because we are a desert in the Southwest. We are a desert, and people don't do well in a desert with no food and no water. I don't know where it's going.
You remember the movie Chinatown with Jack Nicholson and Faye Dunaway about the water into the San Fernando Valley in L.A. and how it was a desert?
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Yes. Very, very interesting movie. It's a classic film.
That's right. They were telling you something. And like I said, when I see motion pictures and movies and television shows, you go out and just sit and watch a TV show. Turn on the TV, but turn off the sound and just watch the symbols and watch the way people are acting and watch what happens when they see a certain symbol. And it's an incredible education. I think, my God, there it is right in front of you. You see some young teenagers and one of them brings in a book or something or some kind of a poster that has the World Revolutionary symbol on it, and they're all jumping around happy about it and they're talking about it, and I'm thinking, I turn on the sound and hear them talking and using the same words I saw not many years ago, and it's in television shows, it's on, you know, all the documentaries are showing it. I don't know what else to say. I just want to show the world what I have found and then quietly be able to go to sleep and leave this world, because I know what's coming, and there's no way I can do anything about it because I'm not really prepared to do. I mean, I can't do very much because at my age, I just don't have the wherewithal. I don't have the youth and what it takes to do this kind of thing. It takes a lot of energy, and I don't have any. And it takes a lot of money, and I don't have any.
I don't know how you've done what you've done. I really don't.
I don't either. I don't either, because I don't know how I've been able to stay alive. My whole life is trying to figure out how I'm going to buy food and pay my bills. And because I've done something nobody else has done. I'm known all over the world as a researcher. Who in the world has made a name for themselves around the world as a researcher?
I'd call you a social cultural scientist. I wouldn't call you a researcher. There's much more going on here. And if any of you would like to help Jordan with a little donation, please feel free to do so. And what you can do to make it real easy is just go to the Rents News homepage at rents.com, go to the donate section, and just put in there in the notate that whatever you're donating is for Jordan, and I'll make sure he gets it. That's a simple thing.
Oh, that would be wonderful, wonderful, because right now I don't have money for food, I don't have money for my rent, I don't have money to do things I need to do, And I don't know what I'm going to do about it, because there's no way I can raise the money, because I live on contributions and they're not that much going, not that much coming, because people don't see the value.
Well, the real issue is all of Jordan's work, all of his scholarship, his research, anything you can think of that this man has done and achieved and accomplished has essentially been taken from him. He doesn't even own the copyrights to his own material anymore. It's all been taken. I'm not going to go into details because it's a legal issue and it's really not my business, but we've been friends for a long time. And if you're thinking, well, what happened to all your DVDs, your videos, all the things you've done, your books? They're no longer his, and through no fault of his own. This is one of the most outrageous things I have ever come across. And I've known about it since it happened. It makes me just as sick now as it did all those years ago. So anyhow, if you'd like to send something for Jordan, just go to the donate section on Rents.com. Just make a note for Jordan. All right, we're going to work on Jordan's project. We'll have him back and let you know how it's coming. He's working on it right now. So yeah. Keep at it, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you so much, my friend. And also, I would like for everybody to know that my website is Jordan Maxwell Show, S-H-O-W, Jordan Maxwell Show.
If you make go sure on you my put Jordan the show Maxwell in.
Show, that's right, and you will see another website I would like for you to join. It's called the Jordan Maxwell Research Society, and it's all of my research materials I'm putting on every day, as much as I can. Every day, and my webmaster is doing the best he can to put all of my stuff on that I've been working on for years. It's all there. Audios, videos, documents, pictures, all of my research is there. All you got to do is just go on and join. It's called Jordan Maxwell Research Society. It's on my Jordan Maxwell Show website. And thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me.
People care, Jordan. Talk to you soon.
Okay, real my soon. Friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. The one and only Jordan Maxwell. He's first on this program 25 years ago now. All right. That's our program for you tonight. We'll be back tomorrow on Tuesday. Take good care. Talk to you tomorrow night.